Okay, it's a pleasure to welcome Eli Beer, who is the founder of United Hatzalah. I had the pleasure, I don't know if that's the right word, but I visited there the beginning of about a month ago when I was in Israel and Eli was there. It's really an amazing organization. They are the first responders to many of the events, terror attacks, all kinds of accidents that happened, and really Eli put together an amazing organization, and I'm going to speak for a few minutes on being a first responder. Bakashali.
sorry. First of all, it's wonderful seeing you and everyone on the call. And I would just want to comment what you said before. I think the pain for every one of us towards each other, no matter where you live, you could live in America and 9/11, Israel and every other Jew around the world felt the pain. Anyone who really cares about, I mean, we all. It's called Yisrael HaRevim, and I really think this is a good example now what's going on in Israel and the pain that we see from everyone around the world, no matter if you're in Australia or in Mexico, in the United States, Canada, and even in our neighbors in Turkey. The Jewish people in Turkey really feel the pain, and kol hakavod for everyone. Thank you. So I am a first responder as well. I also respond to emergency calls myself all the time. So is my family. My wife Kitty is an incredible paramedic. October 7th, Simchas Torah. I'm going to talk about her for a second. Kitty grew up in Israel, but she was born in the States. Her parents were from the Pioneer Country Club. If anyone remembers the Pioneer Country Club, that's her parents, the Gottenbergs. That was her grandmother. Grandparents, and she, her grandmother was a, her mother was a Holocaust survivor. Gitti's mother was a Holocaust survivor. October 7th, she never imagined, but when early in the morning, around 7:15, she decided to leave Yerushalayim and go through United Hatzalah headquarters and pick up a bulletproof vest, a helmet, and go down south. She went with my two son-in-laws, my daughter, and they all EMTs or paramedics, and they went down. And I didn't see my wife for 2 days, but I was in the dispatch in the first day. I was in the dispatch of United Hatzalah. I was dispatching and making sure everyone's responding. And I knew already by 8:30 that some of our volunteers are not going to come back alive. There was no question in my mind that we're not going to have everyone come back. There was a real war going on. We saw from what was going on from our command center, we saw the different groups of volunteers in Ofakim, Netivot, in Shderot, in Nir Oz, in Kfar Aza, and all these other places. We saw what was going on. We already realized we're dealing with one of the worst situations, if not the worst, that we ever dealt with. And Gitti, my wife, was brave enough to go in with everyone. They literally went in to fire, knowing they may not come back. Everyone knew they're putting their life in danger. I think the fact that they are volunteers, that United Hatzalah is a volunteer organization based on only volunteers on the field, is incredible. Because if I paid people to go in, they wouldn't go in. If I said anyone who goes in will get $1,000, no one will go in. The fact that they got nothing was unbelievable, and everyone went in and they saved many lives. Gitti treated someone with a head injury. A shooting attack on him. He had a gun wound shots on him, including his head. And Gitti saved his life. He was in a coma for a while, but he woke up and he's back with his family. And this is one out of many that he treated. We send our helicopters, United Hatzalah helicopters. Yeah. We have 7,000 volunteers, and we send our helicopters. In the early morning, we sent them putting out our helicopters in danger, and it was unbelievable how they were doing this job under fire. It's interesting because the Prime Minister of Israel was by us last week, Netanyahu was by United Hatzalah headquarters by us, and he asked me about what we did in terms of the process. I explained to him and I showed him some footage of what happened the first few hours that no one saw. And I told him that when the helicopters wanted to go up, we asked for permission from the air control, and they said, "Don't go up. No one's allowed to go up in the air." And our pilots were all ex-IDF Air Force pilots. Said we're going up anyways, and they asked for permission from us, and we said yes, okay, if you feel safe enough. And they saved many, many lives because of that. And he said, for that they deserve a medal of honor because they didn't, even so, they got an order not to. They went in anyways because there was no choice. People were bleeding to death. And that day we treated over 2,000 people, and we saved hundreds of people that otherwise would not be saved. But unfortunately, we also lost two volunteers. Two United Hatzalah volunteers. One of them was an Arab volunteer of United Hatzalah, Awad. And which is interesting, we have 700 Arab volunteers in United Hatzalah. It sounds shocking for everyone, but they are incredible people. The people we have are all people who want to live here in Israel, under Israel. They love the country, they love the people. And Awad was one of them. He lived in Nazareth. And he came to help the night before in that festival. They needed paramedics. He wasn't Jewish. We were celebrating Simchas Torah, and he went to help with five others. And he was treating a young Israeli girl who was seriously injured, and she was crying. And he said, "Don't worry, I'm not leaving you alone." And the terrorists came and shot them both. And the second person was a volunteer of ours, who was living in Kriyat Malachi, and he came in from his house. Uriah, and he came in under fire, and he actually was fighting with the terrorists, and he killed 15 terrorists. Later on, we found out after he was killed, we found that he was a Shin Bet professional fighter. We didn't know that. He was a volunteer of United Hatzalah. Everyone has a job. Everyone has a. We don't know what everyone does, and he was in a secret service of Israel, and he fought like a hero. And we had two volunteers who were kidnapped that day. And 15 were injured. But the organization operated in an unbelievable way. And I could just say that there was many, many great hero, like real hero stories of the organization that day. And I'm just going to shout out for the new book that just came out by Art Scroll. Nachman Seltzer wrote it, Rabbi Nachman Seltzer. It's called Angels in Orange. And it's really worth reading it. It's about the optimistic part of that war, about all the beautiful stories that happened, not the depressing stories. So many incredible miracles that happened. So that's it for me. If you have any questions, I'd love to take, and I know you have a program to do, and I really appreciate you listening to me.
Ask, what is your approach to assisting your volunteers when they have been exposed to or are expected to go into traumatic situations or crisis rather?
Well, we take it very serious. We actually have a team. It's called the Psychotrauma Team of United Hatzalah. And we actually, that we actually, we send our teams of psychotrauma to the field as well and treating our own volunteers. We had some volunteers who were totally traumatized, emotionally traumatized. I always say there is physical traumatized and there is emotional traumatized, and we have to treat them right away. And we have hundreds of volunteers who are in, they literally go into crazy, like we had Meron tragedy. Our volunteers were there treating people. 45 people died and 450 people were injured. You get traumatized. We had volunteers who didn't, they were almost, their life was destroyed almost. And thank God for the treatment they got, the emotional treatment. They were helped. And we do this all the time. We also help the public. We have the teams. And I know you have some people who are professionals who want to join. I would love to have more volunteers in this team, the Chosen team. They go out as volunteers. We in United Hatzalah know when something happens. And when you know a fire happened or a bad car accident happened, someone may get killed, or someone was in a burning house. Other people were there and they are affected. So we send people to treat them. And don't ask me about the treatments because I'm not an expert about it. You guys are experts, but it's unbelievable to see the results that come out of it.
All right, anybody else?
I saw
Let's
someone asked about the book. The book is called Angels at Orange. This is the first book called 90 Seconds that I wrote a few months ago, and this book was written right after. Unfortunately, we didn't even have time to. I was interviewed to the book. I didn't really write the book.
You can type it into.
Angels in Orange by Archbold. It's on Amazon. It's a great book, and it's United Hatzalah Miracle Stories, which is unbelievable.
Here we go. I really want to commend you and for what you're doing. It really is amazing, and you're an example for all of us. But do you have a idea of the what is the psychological profile of the person who volunteers?
So it's, of course, we have a lot of psychologists. Einat Kaufman runs it. She's a one of the top psychologists in the country. We have psychiatrists, we have social workers, and we also have regular people who volunteer in this team. It's a technique. Again, I'm not the one to explain about it because I don't want to be embarrassing myself. But it's a technique that they learn. It's a 15-minute treatment, more or less, on the field. But then they need some of them need more professional help on the in the in you know a long-term help. But a lot of them, when they get like I tell you the thing why it triggered me to do this is because years ago, every time we had a terrorist attack, this barrel bomb attack in a restaurant, or a bus attack, or any attack, or a big event, a big we would end up bringing 100 people to the hospital. 30 or 40 were physically injured, and the rest were emotionally injured and traumatized, like they say, helem, they say helem in Hebrew, traumatized. And we bring them to the hospital, and they sit in the miyun in the emergency room. No one looks at them. They look okay. They are traumatized like anything. No, they don't have people treating them or anything. Check their blood pressure and let them go home after 5 hours. It's a terrible situation because what happens is we don't have enough room to bring patients that need hospitals. And we find ourselves many times, all the beds are caught by people who are emotionally traumatized. So we started bringing our teams to the field and treating them on the field and saving these people from going to the hospital, and which is unbelievable. And also the hospital is not good for them to see. These people many times they end up in the hospital and they get an even worse situation than what they came in with. So that's one of the reasons why we did this. And it's really I'm very, very proud of it. If you read the book, a lot of it is on that topic.
Thank you very much. Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Oh yeah. Thank
And
you
if you
very
want
much.
to volunteer, if anyone, I don't know where you're from in Israel or around the world, we have in Israel a really good team. We have our you go on our website, israelrescue.org. I'll put it on the comments here. And you could actually learn more about what we do, and if you want to volunteer, we have our department that evaluates and sees who could volunteer.
Okay, thank you very much. Really, it is an amazing organization. And when we went to see it, it was really how they work 24/7. And within 6 seconds, I believe that's the timing with you get a call, and within 6 seconds, they've got a message out to the volunteer in the nearest area to respond. So it's pretty amazing. Okay, thank you, Ellie.
Thank you so
Okay,
much for
thanks for
having
all
me.
your